Is our understanding of ADHD all wrong? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Michael Koffler, psychologist at Florida State University, presents new research on so-called hyperactivity.
When parents and teachers talk about children who have ADHD, they often say that the child can't concentrate, can't focus, and can't sit still. But what if it's that movement, that fidgeting, that gets the juices flowing and lets them learn as other children do? Perhaps you need to let children with ADHD squirm to learn. That was the idea behind a research study I conducted with Dustin Sarver at the University of Mississippi Medical Center, Mark Rapport and Lauren Friedman of the University of Central Florida, and Joe Raker of Florida International University. Our previous work had shown that kids with ADHD aren't always hyperactive. It's only when they're engaged in challenging cognitive tasks like schoolwork that they move more than their peers, so we wanted to explore that concept a little further. To do this study, we conducted comprehensive evaluations and observed children with and without ADHD. We looked at 52 boys ages 8 to 12. Of those children, 29 had ADHD. During the testing, each child was asked to perform a series of tasks designed to test their memory. For example, they were shown a series of jumbled numbers and a letter and asked to reorder the numbers from smallest to biggest and then say the letter last. Children completed these tests several times over a 4-week period. Cameras recorded the kids so we could record their movement and also their attention rates. We found that for most children with ADHD, the more they moved, the better they performed on the memory tests. When I was in school, it was a butt in chair, feet on floor mentality. That doesn't seem to help for kids with ADHD. Instead, our research says that we should encourage them to fidget, squirm, stand, sit on an exercise ball, or otherwise move while they're doing their schoolwork. That doesn't mean free rein to run around the classroom. It means we want to reward them for working on their assignment, not whether or not they're sitting properly in their chair.
That was Michael Koffler of Florida State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.